So it's the obligatory Napod Pomo wrap-up podcast. It is 30th of November, the end of the month, and I think I might have had something a little more, a little more thorough planned, but honestly, I got other things I need to do than record a podcast today, so here it is, the end of Napod Pomo 2009. It's been a good experience this year. Definitely stayed fun for me and was made a lot easier, mostly because of Audioboo and the iPhone. Way back in 2007 for the first Napod Pomo, we didn't have any of these phone-based podcasting tools. And I'll admit, when people started to use them in 2008, I kind of had some reservations about that. You know, to me, podcasting is recording something and then posting the file and doing all that work. It's not picking up a telephone. But the reality is, these are all tools, and they can be used in that way. And at the very least, you can go to my Audioboo account and you can subscribe to it just like a podcast. So to me, that counts. If it was just, flash plugs that you could just stream and there is no subscribability, you know, via MP3, then I would say, no, this isn't podcasting, but technically it is, and there you go. So maybe I'm a hypocrite, who knows, who cares. But it's been fun, and I've found some new shows that I've enjoyed, have reconnected with some people who kind of drifted away from podcasting over the last year or more, so that's good. So there's definitely some shows I'm going to subscribe to. I know I said in my last post on Seanogram that I'm going to be trimming the podcast subscriptions possibly in the future, but there's definitely some that I want to keep up with that I've discovered, and hopefully some that were just kind of Napod Pomo experiences or experiments, as it were, that hopefully are going to go on past the 30-day mark. So I got a package in the mail today, which I'm excited about. It's a just a generic Wi-Fi card from China that I bought off eBay for $8. And that's going into my new, quote-unquote new, Dell Media Center workstation that I also bought off eBay. And I got that all set up yesterday. So now I just need to add the Wi-Fi card to it. Hopefully it won't be too much of a hassle. And then if all goes well, we'll have video streaming from the internet to our television set. I think I mentioned somewhere during the month, and it might have been over at Seanogram, that I had a G4 Dell Tower, which I actually sold on Craigslist during this month. And that was originally going to be the Media Center computer, but it just didn't have the goods to deliver on that, so I took the money from that and applied it to this Dell. Would much rather have a Mac, but as anyone who's an Apple fan knows, Macs are expensive. Even on the secondary market, they tend to hold their value a lot more than Windows boxes do. Case in point, I sold my 10-year-old G4 Tower for $100 and turned around and bought a relatively newish Dell workstation, which runs Windows XP, and I've done some testing with it here, and streams video pretty well, so I'm pretty excited about it, and I want to get to work on that. So thanks everybody who's stuck around, listened to this stuff, whether it's Napod Pomo or otherwise. You can leave comments on Audioboo. You can get in touch with me over at seanogram.com, and I guess those of us who care to, me included, maybe. We'll be back a year from now for Napod Pomo. Of course, I will continue podcasting. And here on Audioboo as well as over at my website. And there may be, who knows, more podcast projects in the future. So thanks, everybody. And take care. Good holiday season and all that stuff. And goodbye.